Skills Practice B, Exercise 7, page 36.
Hi, Carl. What are you doing?
I'm applying for some apprenticeships.
Really? But you've got a degree. Why aren't you applying for a graduate position?
Because there just aren't that many out there. And then when I see one, there are thousands of applicants, so even though I apply, my chances of getting the job are very slim. So far, I haven't even had one interview.
Oh, that's too bad. You've got great qualifications.
Yes, but without experience. And most employers want both these days.
I see. But aren't apprenticeships for people with fewer qualifications?
They used to be, but now graduates can apply too. It's a good way to get experience in your chosen field and learn while on the job.
Okay, but do you get paid? You still have to live.
Yes, but not very much. It's not really enough to live on, so I will have to get a part-time job at the weekends.
Really? It sounds to me like it's a way for employers to get qualified staff and not have to pay them well.
You have a point. It's a little unfair, but they are obliged to train you so you get all the relevant training and experience, and after the year, they might even offer you a permanent, better-paid job.
If you ask me, you could earn more money in an unskilled job while you keep applying for a better one.
But don't you see, I still wouldn't have relevant experience.
What if the employer doesn't offer you a job after the apprenticeship?
In that case, you have the training and experience to get a job with another company. I think it's worth it for 1 year to jump ahead at the end of it. Think about it. If you keep applying for graduate jobs and don't get them, and get a job doing something unskilled to pay the rent, then in a year, you will still be in the same position.
It makes sense when you put it like that.
I know. It'll be hard for a year on low pay, but I really want to work in marketing, and without any experience, I can't get a job. So an apprenticeship will help me a lot.
Okay. Well, good luck.